This is a replay of the Thursday night, September 21st WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We've got 3 hours to spend together. I'll hopefully give you some reason to call, and when you do, here's what you dial. 888-876-5593. That's 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So I was mentioning the teal pumpkin, and Halloween is, of course, interesting in that over the years it has morphed from what used to be just kids fun and safe. You'd go out, you'd trick-or-treat, and all the kids in the neighborhood did it, to now, my God, you take your life in your own hands. And for a while it seemed, certainly during the pandemic, that the trick-or-treating had gone the way of the dodo bird. Well, turns out that trick-or-treating is back. Hopefully with a little more care and concern in terms of where the kids are going, and hopefully you're with them. But what's starting to show up are colored pumpkins. And I found this interesting because I saw a headline that said, "Do you know what a teal pumpkin means?" And you know, I thought, no, something went wrong in the garden, beats me. Well, actually, you're going to see them on various porches. And it's sort of a turquoise color. And what it denotes is that that is a house that is giving out something other than candy for kids with food allergies. So alternatives, whether it be, you know, toys or non-edibles of other sorts, are available at that situation, because there are so many food allergies these days that it behooves you to go further than just the usual admonition: make sure that it's sealed. Yeah, I think the days of considering eating anything that isn't sealed are completely gone. But now, nothing worse than having a young kid who's got food allergies. He brings home the bag of trick-or-treats and say, you see, you can't have most of that. So the teal houses will be things that are inedible and good for everybody. Two other colors are popular at this point in time: purple and blue. Blue means someone on the autism spectrum is in the house, or that the family supports those members. The other thing, purple, is someone with epilepsy is in the house. So for the most part, purple and blue are not going to affect your everyday trick-or-treater. But unfortunately, food allergies are so prominent now that I think the teal is probably a great idea all the way around. Yeah, we could talk about why food allergies are prevalent, and that debate can go on forever. But the bottom line is that they are. And again, can't imagine having to tell your kid who has a whole stash of good stuff that, oh, sorry, 2/3 of this you're not going to touch. So look for the teal pumpkins. All right, if you go out and trick-or-treat at all. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Brian's going to kick us off in Joliet. How's it going, Brian?
Oh, fine, thank you, Raleigh. How are you?
All right, so trick-or-treating, what? Huh?
Pardon?
Trick-or-treating, huh?
Well, looking forward to it. And, you know, last 2 years, you know, there's not as many as there used to be, but was really, I mean, they were having fun, you know, and, you know, getting along. All of them had manners, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you, you know, all of them.
Yeah.
And, no, they seemed like they were having a good time. And you know, it was really nice to see, you know, people getting along, you know, of, you know, you've seen Latinos, Latinas, some whites, some young black kids all getting along, and, you know, that's the way it ought to be, you know.
Oh, absolutely, and when you're in that costume, no one knows anyway, so it works out very well.
Well, it was, it's always a nice time of year, and are you going to have something special for Halloween this year?
Well, of course, it's the night that kicks off the world's worst hit records annual poll. It's a night of horrors, so of course we'll start it on Halloween night. However, I need to look at my schedule because I think I'm not 100% sure. I think I might be preempted. Yeah, I'm not on Halloween. Hockey is. So for hockey fans, that's great news. So I guess the world's worst hit records poll will start on November 1st.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. That was a lot of fun last year.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you know, how time flies, you
yes.
know. It seems like yesterday when it was, you were doing the, having people call in about, you know, the their worst song ever.
Yeah. And somebody will nominate yesterday, I promise you. So,
pardon?
I say, and someone will nominate yesterday, I promise you. The nice thing about the world's worst hit records, of course, is they were all hit. So for everyone that someone nominates like yesterday or Hey Jude, there's somebody else who says, but that's my favorite record. And that's the whole idea of it.
Hmm. Could I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you ever interview Grace Slick?
No.
The Jefferson Airplane and then Jefferson Starship?
I never did. Never worked a format that played her.
Oh, I was just interested. Yeah. She was, original name was maiden name, I guess you'd say, Grace Wing. She was from Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, she's one of my favorites. Rock and roll singers and songwriters, and Marty Balin. Did you ever? You didn't do that format.
No, didn't do the format. But
did you ever interview Gene Chandler?
Yes, on WGN actually in 2008.
And any thoughts on the interview?
Oh, I thought, well, of course, it was the middle of the night, so poor Gene was, you know, only half awake. But we had a wonderful time. I'd interviewed him before that, including for a documentary a long time ago. But, yeah, I thought and think he's still with us, I think, the world of Gene Chandler. And I wish he'd join us again, but from what I understand, he's not in great health and hasn't really wanted to do it. But my door is always open to Gene Chandler.
Well, I certainly hope... you know, he regains his health, and may I make a request from Gene Chandler?
Absolutely. What do you want to hear?
I believe the title's called Tomorrow I Might Not Feel the Same.
Oh, right. Absolutely. I played that before, but I'll play it again.
Well, I really appreciate it, Raleigh, and it's good talking with you again.
Absolutely. Good to hear from you, too. Thanks for checking in, Brian.
Thank you so much. You take
All right.
care.
You, too. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Marlo and Mary Ann and you coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 1962, I'm Tamla. That's the Marvelettes. We played an awful lot of Marvelettes records last night, and it's interesting because at the time I did not know that yesterday Catherine Anderson, one of the original Marvelettes, died yesterday, 79 years old. She never did any leads, but she was there from the very beginning. That was Gladys Horton on lead on Strange I Know, and of course Gladys did a lot of leads, and the other one was Wanda Young, who was not an original. She replaced Georgia Dobbins fairly early in the game, but that was Inkster High's finest, the Marvelettes, and rest in peace, Catherine Anderson, and 79 years old, and her daughter, I think, posted that on social media yesterday, and that was, as we get up in age, it's not, I won't say totally, shocking or unexpected, but still, her work will be remembered for years, no doubt about that, as will she for all those who knew her. Hadn't ever heard a bad word about Catherine. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and that is going to take us to Marianne in Chicago. So, Marianne, what's up?
Hey, Raleigh, how are you doing?
Can't complain. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot. I got over that cold finally.
Good. Well, that's good to hear.
And John was in good spirits when I called and said, he goes, what do you want? And I go, make a request. And he went, oh, my God. And he started laughing. Yeah. And I was like, he sounds like he's doing well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, one day at a time, but yes, indeed.
And, I'm up through your whole show, but for the past week or so, I've been zonking in and out. And I did want to bring up the subject, but what happened with Caesar?
Well, yes, Caesar passed, and that was last Thursday at 4 p.m., and both Johnny D. and the lovely Becky were with him, and I put up some pictures on Raleigh.net. I've got a Caesar page, and Johnny D. might call tonight. He got his ashes back, Caesar the noble Roman, and Becky's going to do a real little tribute to him, and then we'll post those pictures as well.
Oh, nice. I'll have to check that out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. And then, the one night I fell asleep and I woke up and I thought I heard you mention Aaron Neville.
I might have. That was probably Monday night because we were doing, our bumper stumpers, the theme in common was they all were on Minute Records.
Okay.
So, obviously could get some.
I had missed most of that night, but, like last week they played one of the bumpers on the morning show, mm-hmm. Blueberry Hill by Fats Domino.
Right.
Because they said it was in honor of the anniversary of Katrina.
Okay, well.
Did you know they rescued him from the roof of his house?
Yes, absolutely, I did know that.
Okay, and then that brought up, you might know this also, I was watching a live footage after it was safe enough for like reporters and stuff to go in and report the devastation.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a young woman reporter, and she was at that Dome Stadium.
You're right.
Showing the squalor people were living in. And she's standing out there talking. All of a sudden, she busted out crying. Her uncle Aaron Neville came out the door.
Oh, okay.
He had been missing. Nobody could find him. And she just happened to go to this place just to show what was going on, and mm-hmm. he came out, and there was a reunion. He got out of there, and then I think he started to perform or record again right after that.
Okay. Yeah, that's his. I think his niece is Arthel Neville.
It didn't dawn on me because they showed her name underneath while she was reporting, and then when she's like, oh, "My God, this is my Uncle Aaron," and I'm like, "Oh." Okay, now I make the
absolutely.
Connection. I mean, it gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
But, I guess I'll get to my request. I'm surprised you didn't play one already, because today in Chicago it's Earth, Wind, and Fire Day.
Oh, actually, I didn't know that. Is it proclaimed every year on this date or just today?
Well, every year on the 21st, proclaim it. Earth, Wind, and Fire Day, and they're actually going to be in the area this weekend. They're too far for me to go, but
okay, all right.
I know you like September. John likes September. Yeah. Would you play that?
Oh, sure. John loves September. Yeah, and I usually when I play Earth, Wind, and Fire, I go back to when they were the Salty Peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Whatever it is, no. Probably not.
The Way of the World?
No. I'm not a movie person. You know, 5 or 6 movies in my life. That's about it.
I watched it because it had Harvey Keitel. He was pretty good looking in the 73, okay?
All right.
And Earth, Wind, and Fire was on there, but they were known as the band.
Uh-huh.
And it showed them playing, like, at a roller skating rink and opening of malls and stuff, because he was a music, worked for a music company. And he was really trying to promote them. And his boss was like, nah, you know, he wanted his nephew or something promoted, put them on the back burner for now. And mm-hmm. It was really an interesting movie. And, of course, I watched it because Earth, Wind, and Fire was in it.
Well, I did not know they were called The Band. Of course, there is another group that is called The
Band. It was just
Band,
in that movie.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, as far as I knew, it was
yeah,
the Salty Peppers and then Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. And then I have 2 more requests, if you don't mind.
Right.
This is a football season. Would you play Backfield in Motion?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mel and Tim, happy to. Speaking of Gene Chandler.
And anything by the Reverend Al Green.
Oh, okay. Grits Green. All right. We'll get you something.
Okay, well, you
Maybe
guys all have a good
train.
Evening, and I'll wait to hear from Johnny B.
Me too. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Oh. Okay, bye.
All right, so we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and be back to it right here on WGN Radio.
Back up the train.
Back up the
train. Turn around. I've got to take my back. Never forget the girl I left behind. Her tears, her kiss, her face, stay on my mind.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the first chart record for Al Green, back when he was still spelling his name with an E at the end of it, G-R-E-E-N-E, Al Green. And it was actually a couple of guys he had sung with in high school. They formed a little group, Al Green and the Creations, and a couple of the Creation members wound up in Michigan, and they started their own little record label, and I'm not sure anything was on it other than Al Green. Hotline Music International was the label, and in 1967, Al Green and the Soulmates released Backup Train, and that's the first one that hit for him. So I don't know if Marianne even knew any of that. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And we got Marlo in Missouri. What's happening tonight?
I'm doing very well. How are you, my dear?
I can't complain.
Well, you probably could, but that's okay. I hope that you just get better and better and better and
Thanks.
Better. I have a question first. A lady, or I think it was a woman, wrote to you about needing some advice on how to handle her parents from an alcoholic background. Did she ever, did anything anybody say ever help her?
Well,
did you ever hear from
yes,
her?
Yes, I did hear back from her. I don't have that many details. She didn't share that, but she said, thank you. We're on an even footing right now. And so hopefully it's because of the advice she was given. I'd hate to think that she's still in a situation where she is indebted to her parents for things they are giving her, because, of course, then it's just going to repeat. But with any luck,
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know that's the scary part. With any luck, she's severed that tie and maybe on an equal footing can forge a relationship, understanding fully that when you're dealing with alcoholic individuals, it's going to be a rocky road.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I also have a little, you were talking about restaurants the other night, a little story to tell you. And, you know, sometimes you go to a restaurant and you just get the sweetest waitstaff. I mean, they're trying so hard,
yeah,
and they're so sincere. And I used to be with a friend of mine, and she ordered a salad with dressing on the side.
Uh-huh.
And so the salad came, and the dressing was not on the side. It was all over. And so we called this little girl back, and my friend said, you know, I ordered dressing on the side. And the girl said, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'll be back. And she came back, and she said, I hope this is all right. This time I put it all around the side.
Oh, no.
Bless her heart. We didn't have the nerve to say anything. I told my friend, just eat, if you don't want dressing, just eat it out of the middle.
Right.
But, you know, you can't bark at somebody who's just so sincere and trying so hard.
Right, exactly.
I just wanted to share that with you, my dear.
That's great. That is great. Yeah, and you know, God love her, but the reality is whoever was, you know, kind of showing her the ropes should have at least instilled some basics in her. I don't blame her.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, but whoever the trainer was failed miserably.
Yeah. Okay, you have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yeah, all right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, yeah, like minimal lettuce. Well, we only have iceberg. Judy in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Judy.
Hello. Listen to you every night.
Thank you.
You know the kids on Halloween?
Yeah.
My husband and I owned an ice cream business, and
ooh,
we had candy.
Uh-huh.
And when we, every year, I had about 75, 100 bags of the Ziploc bags, and I would load them up with all the candy that we had in the store, mm-hmm, and make sure that none of it had nuts in it. The kids are, a yeah, lot of kids are allergic to nuts.
Yes.
And I used to make sure that there was no nuts in any of the candy that we used to hand out. So,
no, you're right. But what's happened now, it's interesting that it's not only nuts, especially tree nuts and peanuts and things like that, but eggs and milk are high on childhood allergies.
Yes, yes.
It's hard. And when you add wheat and soy to the mix, it's hard to make candy without some of that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. And now they say 5% of children under the age of 5 have a serious food allergy. That's a big number.
Yes, yes.
Really makes you wonder, doesn't
yes
it?
Our house was very popular.
Oh, I'll bet. Oh, I'm sure. Are you kidding? The ice cream store owners? You were first on the list.
My husband and I owned an ice cream parlor.
Yeah. Yeah, well, like I say, that would be first on everybody's list I know. All right.
Anyway,
well, thank
just
you
wanted
for,
to know.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I hope
I
you'll do it again.
I enjoy your show every night. Give my best to John.
Yes. Well, it is great to hear from you, and I hope you'll call me again, Judy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
A good evening.
Yeah. So, oh, ice cream parlor. Now, that's just perfect, isn't it? Man, I'll tell you, that's the house I'd be hitting first. All right, we'll get to Johnny D, and we'll find out more about the Caesar Memorial. And the ashes are back, as I mentioned, Caesar, the noble Roman, and more coming up, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Lingers in your ear, but you can't forget from sundown to sunset. Nah, nah. It's all in the air, you hear it everywhere. No matter what you do, it's gonna grab a hold on you. California soul.
your feet and you got to move, cause it's really such a groove now.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley Jane. More Marlena Shaw. We played Looking Through the Eyes of Love last night. Well, we played California Soul tonight. Also came out on Cadet in 1969. It was an album cut as well as a 45. And I thought she was so underrated, but just a terrific act and a fine job of that. That actually was in some movie, at least the credits of it, because I remember a few years ago, I walked by the television and whatever John was watching was the credits of a movie. I said, wait a minute, that's Marlena Shaw doing California Soul. I have no idea what movie. All right, that part didn't interest me. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh Ray is a first-time caller at Oak Forest. Welcome to WGN Radio. Ray, speak to me. I can tell you. There you are. Hello, Ray.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not Ray, but that's all right.
Well, you are now. Who are you?
I'm Ray now, but I'll work with that.
Okay.
Look, you know what? The main thing I want to ask you, because you don't talk enough about yourself and your background, because you know too much to not have worked at a lot of radio stations in your past.
Yeah, I probably worked at 50 of them, conservatively.
You know what? That's a blessing because, you know, radio announcers, and I must tell you, I raised my kids because I worked in radio for off and on for 10 years.
Where?
Probably about 13 years, you know, totally.
Tell me where. Where? What stations? Yeah. Tell me what's...
I don't want to tell you all that, but it's, okay. it's in the Chicago area.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Okay.
But I'm kind of leery of calling people on the radio because I don't... I don't need phone calls.
Yeah.
It's great, but, you know, I was a one-man show. I didn't have a producer like you did.
Yeah.
So you rip and read. I don't know if you know about that.
Oh, absolutely I ripped and read. And what was really terrible is when somebody wanted to play a joke on you and put something in the middle of that AP copy that wasn't a real story, and you're halfway through it before you realize what you're reading.
Oh, my goodness. You know about that?
Oh, do I ever.
Okay, but yeah, you know, you have so much knowledge about all these records that you play, and I you know, you worked at a lot of, you've been around too, not in the same state, is that correct?
Yeah, 32 cities.
32, did you say 32?
32 American cities, yes.
Oh, man. You know what? I bet a lot of people that listen to you, they don't know that. And that's astonishing. So you play this type of music all the time?
Oh, no. No, I wish. I did a lot of talk radio, but, you know, a lot of top 40. Whatever was popular, you know, when I worked for stores years ago when they were the big top 40 chain, I didn't realize they'd haul me into music meetings. And back then, women were not on the radio. So I was like production director and things like that.
Well,
but
back in Chicago, that was not the case when I was a teenager.
Well, no, depending on when you're a teenager, that's absolutely true. And I mean, Chicago had people like Yvonne Daniels and so many more. But this is a few years before.
Right. And that was the station with the girls.
Right. Absolutely, I do.
Oh, but you know too much.
Yeah, STM. But, you know, this is before all that. But what I found out after a while was the reason they were calling me into the music meetings was if I liked it, they knew not to play it. Because I just loved obscure soul and things like that, things that were never going to be a hit. And so... So basically, if I liked it, they passed.
You sound like the movie, you know, about the Temptations.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody came together and it's yes or no. He didn't, Barry Gordy did not do that by himself.
Oh, of course.
He had everyone, like I said, a thumbs up or thumbs down. You remember that movie?
No, but I remember what he'd do. And, of course, it would be playing on a Ford speaker. And his big question is, would you spend your lunch money on this record?
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, and if the group said yes, they'd spend their lunch money on it, then that was going to be released as a 45.
Oh yeah, I've done that before growing up. Yeah. You know, I grew up on the west side of Chicago, so I've done that many times. Spent my saved my lunch money to buy.
Well, sure, everybody else did too. So it was a legitimate question. But real early Motown fans, before Motown was a label, will remember when it was the Raber Music Company, and it was funny because they had ads in Detroit, and it was if you're a songwriter and want your material recorded, call Trinity 67285.
Wow. And you know what? I learn something every time I listen to you, and I'm going to be brief. Don't hold me to that. But I'd like for you to say more about the places you work and where you came from, because you know so much. You just taught me something about the Raven. I never heard of that. Didn't know it. And one more thing.
Yeah.
Today, someone just mentioned about Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
So, it's something special about them. I never knew that they were called the Salty Peppers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of my all-time favorite acts was in that, who did not go on to Earth, Wind, and Fire, but he was just the absolute best, and that was Wade Flemons.
And they're still kicking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sound so good. I miss Maurice White.
Oh yeah.
So, but you know, one of my first concerts, I was a freshman in high school at Northern Illinois University.
Uh-huh.
And before they became popular, they came there, and so there are two songs. You don't have to play both of them because everybody's doing a good job with their request. Carimba and Keep Your Head to the Sky. That was one of their first albums.
Yeah,
you probably know something they made before. If you could do that for me, I would really appreciate it.
Sure, I'd be happy. And yeah, I know NIU pretty well because I worked in Rockford, so not too far.
Oh, my goodness. you're astonishing.
Well, great to talk to you, and I hope you're going to call me again.
Oh, I will.
Okay,
I definitely
thanks.
Will.
Appreciate it.
And you know, someone requested my song a while back, I guess about a half hour ago. So that's good, too. But just one of those songs, because I'm not greedy.
Okay.
Carimba or Keep Your Head to the Sky.
You betcha.
And thank you for being you and being on the air.
Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so you betcha I'll play one of those. And I'll also talk to Johnny D about Caesar and Eduardo. Larry Chance, yeah, okay, we'll talk about the Earls and more. And we got stories with Johnny, with James on the South Side. Of course we do. And we've got room for your call as well next hour right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Head to the Sky, album of the same name. It was actually the second album they had out on Columbia. It was in 1973. And the fourth album they had out since they formed in 1970. And in 71, they put out a couple albums on Warner Brothers and then switched to Columbia. And then that was going to be gold, as you know. But the second album was indeed Head to the Sky. All right, so happy to play that. And we'll get Columbus Story 2 as well and a number of others while we're at it. The 21st of September, also Earth, Wind, and Fire Day in Los Angeles. Yeah, the City Council on September 10th, 2019 proclaimed September 21st as Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Hopefully that's every year. All right, so we have Bob, and Bob's a first-time caller in Vernon Hills. So welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you doing tonight?
All right, thanks for calling.
I've been probably been listening to WGN for 30 years, most of the time driving a taxi cab and listening at night. I'm a big Steve and Johnny person, and a lot of the other people that have come and gone through WGN. When you came on the radio and got on the airwaves here, I'm not going political. I know it's a political free zone with
right,
you now.
Right.
And I think that's fantastic, because there should be a lot more areas where we don't have to discuss
exactly
stuff like that, because it's really gotten to be something else. And then also, I don't have the same political views that you have, and I'm not a person that really cares for a lot of the music that you play, although I do respect the music that you do play. It's just not my idea of something that I listen to. Mm-hmm. But you know, I've been meaning to call, and I really admire you greatly. You have a lot of experience, like that other gentleman that I called earlier, that you have a tremendous amount of life experience that I'm sure a lot of the other listeners would really like to hear about. And I admire you for it, and I really respect you dearly. Even though I don't have the same political views or musical taste, I respect you as being a good person that talks to a lot of people on the airwaves and gives them an avenue for them to confide in their daily things and all that other stuff. And I just thought I'd give you a call and express to you that I listen to you all the time. I enjoy listening to you, although at the beginning, I really couldn't stand listening to you at all.
Yeah, that's
to
fine.
To be honest, but now it's a different it's a different thing. You know, and I think that there's something to be learned from that, Raleigh, that, you know, that you might not necessarily agree with other people's tastes or whatever, but what's most important is that the person that you're talking to or having interactions with is a good person, a good-hearted person that does good things, and that's what really matters in life. All the other stuff is just, you know, not all that important. And I hope that some of these people in politics respect each other as people and try to work together to make our country a better place to live, and not to get all wrapped up in all this other extracurricular crap, you know?
Well, that's very kind of you to say. What I'm most impressed is you listen even though the bumpers are not your choice. So I'm impressed with that. That's terrific. But I got to ask you, so you're driving around, and I really appreciate you taking me along for the ride, because I love to ride. Tell me about the strangest passenger you've ever picked up.
Oh, there's a lot of them, because I've driven for a living for 43 years, Raleigh. I'm 63, and I started driving right out of my first year of college. So it's been I've probably driven 4 million miles.
Wow.
That's a lot of miles.
I'll bet,
in the Chicago area.
I'll bet you took Eddie Schwartz with you a lot. You probably listened
to
him.
I have.
Yeah.
Eddie was pretty remarkable guy. I've heard them all, Raleigh. And you know, the WGN's been a very great radio station. They've had a lot of really good people on the radio station. And it keeps me company at night. Most of the time I've been driving for a living, I've been driving at night. And you need, you know, you kind of need some company at night.
Absolutely.
Somebody you can listen to talk.
Yeah, no, that's so kind of you. And thank you for letting me know you're out there. And I hope you're going to call more often.
I will, definitely will. And I, like I said, I really appreciate you. And, you know, for everybody out there, you know, sometimes you might not necessarily think that somebody is, you know, your cup of tea or whatever, but you should really give everybody a chance to, you know, to see, well, you know, get to know the person and, yeah, and don't make quick judgments about anybody, you know, so.
Well, thank anyways, you, thank you, thank you. I'll look forward to your next call. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, have a good night.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
So, 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. That's sort of been a regular in my career. When I first get somewhere, people are ready to, you know, drive me out of town yeah, by force. And then when I'm ready to leave, it's like, we'll hold a rally for you. And I appreciate that very much. But yeah, after 32 cities and 50 radio stations, the time went by quickly. In fact, I was talking to someone tonight, my benefactor, the reason I'm on this radio station, and he said, is this the longest you've ever worked anywhere? I said, absolutely, by a long shot. But that's just because he shields me from the rest of life's realities, and that's appreciated more than I can say. All right, so we'll get to Eduardo and Johnny D and James, and you too, plenty of room for you here on WGN Radio.
No, no, death for Logan, 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 no.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there it is, Never. That's Larry Chance and the Earls. Of course, probably better known for Remember Then, but Never also pretty strong. And, of course, Larry died earlier this month, and I think Eduardo in Tampa wants to talk about that. So, Eduardo, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I saw this on the Sunday CBS Morning Show.
Uh-huh.
They run a little memorial about the people that passed away in the week, and guess who was mentioned? Larry Chance.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I thought of you when I saw that.
Of course, they were around forever. They were from the 50s until last year, actually. Larry died in Orlando. I think it was lung cancer on the 5th.
Right.
But he was performing up until last year, for sure. His name wasn't Larry Chance. It was Lawrence Figueredo, and it was High Weiss at the Old Town Record, who always wanted Larry to kind of be the front man for the group, and Larry was not in favor of that. He was a little more shy and reluctant. So Weiss not only considered this like his mission in life to get Larry Chance out there, but he said, you're going to take a chance, and I'm going to call you Chance. You're now Larry Chance.
Oh, there we go. Yeah,
that's how he got his name. And you know, he was terrific, and you know, they did a lot of pop standards too in their acts, like I Believe and stuff like that. But of course, Remember Then, probably the signature record more than anything else. And last time he performed was in White Plains, and that was just last year. And in fact, he was there on stage with Billy Vera.
Well, maybe that'll be a request for later in the show or some other day.
Well, I just played.
You get a chance.
I just played.
Oh, that was it?
That never was the Earls. That was the Earls. That was Larry Chance and the Earls.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And usually I play the Cuban version of that Nunca, but in this case, I thought, well, let me play the original English language version, which, you know, to me, I'm always singing Nunca. But anyway, that's it. Never. It was a big hit for them. Yeah.
So they were from the Bronx, and I was reading that one of their band members, died.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's not the only one. They started out as the High Hatters, and you know, then ultimately with High Weiss, they some of the things they did an up-tempo version of Life Is But a Dream. That was the Harptones big record from 1955.
I heard that one. Yes,
and,
I did.
You know,
I was listening to that.
Almost blasphemous. You know, you can't do an up-tempo version of Life Is But a Dream. You just can't. You know, but of course they did. And when they were doing that up-tempo version, that's when they won a shot on Murray the K's show to appear at the Fox Theater. And so, you know, doesn't get better than that. And from there, Dick Clark put him on Bandstand. And yeah, so, but what really is interesting, of course, is that not too long after that, of course, were the years when no one doing early rock and roll could even get arrested. And so those were tough times. But after that, when the oldie circuit really started going in the early 70s, from that point on, they were part of it. And, you know, they had tried to do other things until that happened. I think they were a group called Smokestack for a while or something. But in any event, once the oldies circuit got going, man, I don't think that they ever stopped working. You know, like I say, through last year. And they were usually package shows. You know, you weren't going to go see the Earls. You were going to see the Earls and it could be a number of people, whether it be, you know, like a Frankie Avalon and that kind of a tour, whether it be like the Harptones and that kind of a tour. They were kind of straddling both of those. And that was the deal. In between, I think he worked bricklaying, a masonry company and all that. But man, I'll tell you, when that oldies circuit came to the fore, that really saved them. They for decades were around, and then he moved to Orlando. But before that, he was living near the Catskills, and he was, you know, appearing, like I say, on the package shows and in the Catskill hotels, and you name it. He was not short of work.
Yeah, they indicated on the article that he really had a passion for music, and I guess his parents didn't want him doing it.
Well, nobody's parents wanted you doing it because very few people actually make a living at it. And so, you know, everybody's parents wants their child to be stable, you know, have a career of some sort. So, of course. And so that was in spite of it all. And again, like I say, for a while there, he was working day jobs. But once that oldies circuit hit, you know, thanks to Gus Gossert and others, he never stopped performing.
Oh, okay. Well, that was interesting. I'm glad I ran into that because I like hearing about the history of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the Earls were a staple on the, you know, on the oldies circuit. You betcha.
I was going to mention, so you can get to Johnny here in a moment here, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a pretty good marriage. I mean, 20-something years, you know, I know. I think he had two children, and, you know, sometimes, I guess, you know, they stay in a relationship because of the kids, and then they part ways. But I thought it was a pretty good, 20-something years, you know.
But, you know, I'll tell you, maybe I'm jaded, but I looked at that, and I said, no, wait a minute. Hugh's 54, and Furness is 67. Those years are starting to matter. You know, when you're 35 and your mate's 50, well, it doesn't really matter much. Man, I'll tell you what. But when you're 55 and your mate's 70, suddenly this is a whale of a difference. It's sort of like when you're 20 and she's 5, you wouldn't consider dating her, to say the least. So, you know, in those ages between, say, 25 and 55, years don't make a difference. But as you start to get a longer of tooth, man, I'll tell you, I don't see how it cannot be a factor.
Well, and then they also mentioned the C word, you know, I won't say the C word, but the lockdown, and, you know, everybody's inside and...
that
caused a lot of marriages to disintegrate, because if you're in a relationship that's become more of a relationship of convenience and you have basically been ships in the night living separate lives, suddenly you're thrown together. Well, that's a powder keg. So, of course, you'll see reasons for that. But, you know, I know nothing about you, Jackson, or about Deborah Furness. But all I can say is when I saw that age difference, I thought, yeah, it's catching up with them.
Oh, okay. So, well, I saw this one couple that one of their antidotes was sleeping in different beds as far as their, their successful, you know, long years. It's just sleeping in different beds.
Well, some of them sleep in different bedrooms, depending on who snores, you know. So, I don't know that there is a right or a wrong. The key is that if both people in the relationship are comfortable with whatever the arrangement is, that's great. The problem is when one of them is just going along to get along and really not on board, a lot of things can, tip that over.
Yeah. So, now, I never had any kids, but is that pretty much the truth that most people just hang on in there if it's even bubbling? They'll hang on because of the kids?
Not necessarily. We'll talk about that.
No?
Hang on a minute. Stay right where you are. Okay. Interesting question. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio. Nunca, nunca volveré a amar, nunca, nunca volveré a amar, nunca. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there they are, Julio and the Latin Lads. Yeah, Nunca, 1962. They were Puerto Rican. They were on Ricovox, which was a Puerto Rican label. And he was actually a little TV star on WAPA TV4 there, singing with the Tropicals. And, on Mirtha Silva's show. And, what was it? Una Hora Contigo, I think. 1 hour with you. And then he actually became a teen idol for a while in Puerto Rico, obviously not here. Sadly, no longer with us, been gone since 2015. But I'm sure he was a big Larry Chance fan, as was I, actually. All right, so now we're talking to Eduardo in Tampa, and he said, is it common people stay together for the kids? Well, of course, number one is it's the oldest excuse in the book. And, you know, you'll hear that all the time. And the joke is, you know, the couple that are together, and he says, yes, I'm staying till the kids are dead. The reality is that sometimes it's an excuse, sometimes it's not. But sadly, increasingly, when you look at what support laws are in various states, there are individuals who are saying, I'd rather hang in there till they're 18 than have to be in the system. So there's probably as many reasons as there are kids. But one thing is certain, the idea, if we have kids, it'll keep our marriage together. That's not the way to stay together.
Okay.
You know, and it's tough for kids too. But occasionally you'll hear some, well, you know, if we had kids, it would cement our marriage. No, don't go with that logic, whatever you do. But if the kids are already present, there's as many reasons as there are kids as to why a couple might stay together. Sometimes it works out well, and other times they would have been better off if they split.
All right.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Sad stories all the way around. I'm really glad I never had to live that life.
Yeah. But I mean, 25, 27 years. I mean, that's a long time. I mean,
well, absolutely, yeah. it's a long time, and you know, a longer time in their case because they were not children when they got married. So it was a good long while. But like I say, you get to a point where people grow apart for various reasons, and I do think, as you mentioned, the pandemic earlier, that separated a lot of people in terms of highlighting what both parties were choosing to ignore.
And I think that's even a long time, in my opinion. I don't know if you agree with this, because they're in Hollywood. Because I would think in Hollywood they wouldn't last that long, is my opinion. But
well, it depends how they live that life. You know, one of the problems is if one of the party is somebody who likes to go out and be vibrant and be seen and all that, and the other one is more reclusive and wants time alone. Well, that's a basic difference. And you see that very often. I think it dooms some of Billy Joel's marriages, but not all of them. But in any event, you know, sometimes I think that there should be a little more education before people get married. You know, in terms of
sure.
You know, I'm sort of in a way all for prenuptial agreements, strong prenuptial agreements, and not because of the possibility of divorce, but because if a couple has to sit down and codify things, they're going to start to discover what their similarities and what their differences are. Like, very often you'll find that one person, their goal is to save as much money as possible and to have for a future, and the other one wants to spend every dime they get. And that's a very common thing. But even if you just sit down and talk about things like, you know, what home you want to purchase and what kind of appliances you want it, you know, not that that matters in the scheme of things, but it's going to highlight the differences. In terms
of communication. Yeah. There you go. Communication. Yeah.
I'm not sure that the age-old story of fall in love and get married is really a fairy tale. Very often it's a nightmare. I think there is something that's more important than love in terms of marriage. I'm not saying that love is not necessary. I'm just saying it's not sufficient. I think if you had to pick one attribute that's going to matter over the long haul, it's not do you love them, it's do you trust them. And I know so many people who don't have that type of a bond where they literally trust each other. And that is probably much more important than, you know, the infatuation stage. In fact, I would hope that most people allowed the infatuation, the limerence stage to fade, you know, because it will. Nobody stays in that infatuation high forever. So I think people should at least wait that out. You know, it's very delightful. Just like this is not the show for it, but I see a very big difference between sex and love and marriage. I mean, they not necessarily are joined in any meaningful way, or don't have to be. So it's important to understand what each of them is to you and what it means over the long haul. So, you know, the expectations, if more people could find a way to kind of iron out their expectations, you know, verbally and vocally in advance, that might save people a lot of grief.
All right. All right, I'm going to get off so we can hear John.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a good weekend, everyone.
You too.
Yep.
Yeah, and being on the same page. But I'll tell you what, trust is really, really the key. And as I look back to friends who have split, invariably it was the worst part was a full breakdown of trust. And it doesn't mean that, you know, you caught them in the cookie jar or whatever. It might not be that type of thing at all, but just a basic distrust of their values. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Johnny D in Ohio. Yes, absolutely. Formerly of Youngstown, now nearby. All right, so you got the ashes back.
Yes, I did, Raleigh. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Raleigh? How are you?
I'm here. How are you?
It's an honor and a pleasure
to
speak with you again.
Yes. Likewise.
It's always an honor and a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Now, it sounds to me like Eduardo is contemplating getting married and having some children.
I don't think so. I think he's just insatiably curious. You know, you read the tabloids and you say to yourself, now how exactly did that happen?
You sound like a psychologist or something.
Oh,
well, you know, you better have infatuation.
Well, that's
true.
That part's true. You don't need to be a psychologist. I mean, you just watch people. You know, get past
well,
that phase.
Well, I don't trust Becky. I don't trust her.
Yes, you do.
And she knows I don't trust her,
you
but
do.
She knows not to cross me because
yeah,
then she'd be in big trouble.
I think, in fact, you do trust her. I think you trust each other.
Here's the reason. I don't leave Becky because I'm like a big kid. You know what I'm saying? I need a mother to, I don't like to do my wash clothes and figure out how to get something to eat. You know, she's like my mother. You know what
I guarantee you, you're not staying there because she's doing the laundry and feeding you.
Well, that's a big part of it. That's a big part.
I mean, you know, you can get help for that.
Well, I did pretty good for myself, Polly, but not that good. You know, I ain't paying people to do my laundry. You know what I'm saying?
It's cheaper than you think.
I've never been in that position.
Yeah, it's cheaper than you think.
Well,
yes,
I've never tried.
But the other thing is they won't do it the way you want it.
Yeah, well, man, if I was paying them, they better.
Well, no, I remember as a kid, because as a kid we had, you know, all that accoutrement, and I used to hate it because invariably I'd go to school, I'd come home, and the upstairs maid had ironed something that she never should have, you know, and maybe it took all the elasticity out of the shirt, and I'd just be wailing. So no, I like don't do my laundry. Yeah,
I never been in that position.
Yeah,
but
well.
Okay, you must have got that picture I sent you of
I did of
Caesar in a cedar box.
That's right. Yes, the noble Roman. And I hate to admit this, but the first thing I think of when I see noble Roman is, of course, the restaurant chain in Indiana, and I'm immediately hungry for an Italian submarine sandwich. But other than that, yeah, that's
well, you see, that's when noble we were
Romans.
There that day,
yeah,
making arrangements after, yeah, you know, we. You tonight, you know, you
yes.
went down,
yes.
you left us.
Yes.
The girl, you know, when we first went in there, she was saying choices
yes.
of what we could have.
Yes,
know,
yes.
Before they even got into anything,
yes.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing a sales pitch,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I asked for a baggie.
And, you know, so I chose, you know, Becky said, well, we'll take the cedar box, the big one, you know.
Okay.
The other one was little,
okay.
you know. And so the girl says, is there anything you want engraved on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then I said to her, I said, Caesar, the noble Roman.
Yes,
because
and that's...
I used to call him that.
Right, and that's
said,
what you got.
The noble woman doggy.
Yes,
huh?
And that's what you got.
Was that good for him, you think?
Well, sure. If it's good for you, it's good for him. He lived.
It's good for me, and it's good
yeah.
for him. That's
yeah.
what I used to call him.
He lived
anyhow, listen,
to make you happy.
Listen, before I forget, I want to request, because I heard Marianne request an L. Green. She wants somebody L. Green.
I played it. I played Backup Train.
Okay, and then I want to request I'm a Ram. Will you play that?
What is it?
I'm a Ram now. Remember
who,
that?
No. Who did that?
L. Green.
Really? I've missed it.
Yes.
I'm a Ram. Okay.
Look it up.
I don't doubt it. It's probably on this computer.
Stuck in a bush. I forget it goes.
Yes.
I'm a Ram now.
I'm sorry to say I have it. Yes. I've got it right here. Al Green. I'm a Ram.
I'm sorry to say that's a good song.
Well, I'm going to hear it. I guess I must have played it before if I put it on this computer. It didn't get
right,
on, it didn't
listen,
get there on itself.
Another thing,
what?
Another thing. This phone's Zeppelin. I was going to say that the fellow Ray that called you about the radio and everything.
Except his name's not Ray, but we don't know what his name is. But yes, he didn't
okay.
tell us. He just
well,
said
anyhow,
he yes.
I knew you worked in 32 cities. If you've been listening, I've been listening about 15 years at least.
Well,
and I knew you worked at 32. I even put it in one of my songs. Remember at the end I said,
yes.
I don't think, first you got to work in 32 cities.
Yes, exactly.
I don't think you can do that.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
I'm thinking, man, this woman, you know, she's been around. But, okay, so Caesar.
Yes.
And then also I want to say, Marianne, she better start taking some no-dose or Adderall or something. falling asleep. She's missing all the good stuff.
Oh, no, no. Well, remember, it's all recorded. She can always listen to a replay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Although I prefer you listen live so you can call, because when you call, it makes me much happier than when I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, I know. I've been over here for an hour or so, going old listening.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, well, I'll call early. I'll get in quick.
Yeah.
Here's a new caller. Here's another one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, listen. Yeah, so Becky's going to tomorrow. Excuse me. She's going to, I'm going to have to quit vaping, Raul. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Not marijuana.
Uh-huh.
It's, I vape, because I quit smoking cigarettes back in 2014.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I started vaping. It's just, you know, e-cigarette, but it's like a tank with I forget what the hell they call that thing. But anyhow, I'm going to have to quit vaping. I'm always getting congested, you know, but... Mm. I like it. It gives you the nicotine, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I was smoking cigarettes. Let's see, I started smoking cigarettes when I was like 16. And then I quit in 2014, so I don't know.
And you still have lungs.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
You know, it was a sad thing, Raleigh, that I heard. There's a fella in Youngstown. He's a singer. He was a pretty good, well-known, you know, wood band, you know, singer.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's older than me.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dominic. His first name. Anyhow, he's old. He got throat cancer.
Oh,
right?
Sorry to hear.
Never
it.
Smoked. Always took care of his voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the doctors told him. He said this on an interview on television. Yeah, I looked it up on the internet on a local station there.
Right.
That. You know, he's been singing in clubs for like, oh my God, like, you know, 50 years or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's over 70. He's older than me. And the doctor said, well, and he says, you know, back in those days, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, everybody was smoking in the clubs. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And all the smoke, he's up high, you know, on a stage. And they said the smoke, he was breathing in all that secondhand smoke.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Never smoked. Yeah. That's terrible. He's got throat cancer.
It happens.
Oh, my God. Terrible, You know, he's a well-known, well-known singer back there, all over. But anyhow, listen, what the heck was I going to say here? Let's see. Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, yeah. And then I was thinking of the... Bob, the taxi driver?
Yes.
They called you? And I'm thinking, I wonder if he goes flying in his taxi.
Harry Chapin, right.
Nah.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yeah.
But here's another thing. Doesn't he know, I think you heard him say 60-something. And I'm thinking, don't you know by now that politics is corrupt and politicians are corrupt? You know. You were saying politicians, man, they're all two different teams. You know what I mean?
John's saying you have ended the segments. I got to play commercials. Right?
Okay, well then, guy, Caesar's home. He's back down in his cave.
Get me the pictures when Becky is done, and we'll put them on his page.
All right, very good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That.
Appreciate
okay,
it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. I thought I already did this, but I guess I didn't do this. We're going to get to Sergeant Dick. Nick, he's a first-time caller in Rockford. All right, Rockford. And there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 888-876-5593. And without further ado, got a couple new callers, and I don't like for them to wait, but it has been forever already. So let's see if Sergeant Nick, a first-time caller from Rockford, is still with us. Nick, are you there?
We're here, Ms.
All right.
James.
Thank you, thank you.
And thank you for taking the time to do this.
My pleasure.
Yes, I just wanted to put a word in on the, you know, when we were overseas, the Armed Forces Veterans Network used to play a lot of Lou Rawls.
Yes.
And, you know, I just thought sometime maybe we could get him on. He's had quite a voice, and that music from those times were awful healing at times when we were in that situation.
What years were you there?
68, 69.
Oh, so and right while Pat was doing Dawn Busters.
That was the period. We were in two corps up there by Pleiku in that area.
Uh-huh.
And I also like to get a quick plug out here. We have actually the second largest Vietnam Veterans Memorial in the country, and there's a website, lzpeace.org, lzpeace.org. People can take a look if they're ever out in this area, stop by. We built here a few years ago the first Agent Orange Memorial, which, like I say, is very unfortunate that so many, we always say a lot of Vietnam veterans died in Vietnam, just didn't know about it.
You know, it's funny you say that, because we own radio stations in Globe, Arizona. And Globe is, the county's 98% government land, and a lot of it is forest. So many years ago, the government in their infinite wisdom decided that they would thin the forest with Agent Orange. I'm not making this up. They did this three times. They actually killed one poor woman who was out on her porch one Sunday morning, and they doused her. You know, now, of course, this is decades later, but I'll tell you what, each time there is a forest fire that really unearths the soil deep within, you can't tell me that people are not getting sick from the same thing.
It's a real tragedy. And, and again, the sad part of Vietnam and most of the other wars, World War II, those guys, those veterans that served, saved the world, really. Korea, the South Korean people love the veterans, you know, for saving South Korea. But for us guys, you know, 10 years and 60,000 men, and we really can't justify any of it. So just a tragedy politically.
It absolutely. Really, after World War II, when we joined, not to be political for too long here, but when we formed, the United Nations, we no longer have wars. We have police actions. We have conflicts. Yep. We have absolute disasters where human lives are just treated like they're on a chessboard. And it is so unfortunate. And Vietnam is a perfect example of that, and it is a pox on our history. And you know, I will say thank you for your service, something no one would say to you in 1969, but the reality is that still is very hollow, I'm sorry to say.
We served as we were asked to serve. Our fathers before us served, and we felt it was our obligation to serve this country, and we did.
Absolutely.
So we're proud, and we served well. I mean, the guys that I met over there, they're incredible heroes, and unfortunately, the guys I lost are incredible heroes, and I have to see their families all the time because, you know, when we have Agent Orange things and that. But I would like to say there is a movie, probably the best movie I've ever seen, cried every time I see it. It really brings everything out. It's called The Last Full Measure. It was out about, I don't know, 2019 or something, and I showed it to a lot of the guys, and they really also agree that Last Full Measure, it touches on not only the Vietnam veteran side, but also on the family back home.
Oh, yeah.
So, and last but not least, in your infinite wisdom, somebody I used to love to listen to in the 60s was Frank McCormick. I think he was on WLS.
Yes. WGN, absolutely.
Was he?
Yes, absolutely. Overnights.
What happened? I mean, you know, he had
he
such
died.
A voice. I mean,
he died, literally.
I know he died.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely, literally, like on the air. Franklin McCormick, and F-R-A-N-K-L-Y-N, McCormick. And he was on from the 30s to the 70s. And absolutely. He started in South Bend, and then he was in St. Louis on WIL, and then he was on BBM for a while. He was on CFL for a while. But he did the all-night showcase on GN from 59 until the day he died in 71. And for a while, it was up at Wisconsin Dells at Uphoff's at the Rotunda Motel in the summer, and that was a big deal. And, you know, he'd read the poetry, and they're actually...
I know. Is there any segments of his that can be played?
I don't know about what GN might have as segments, probably do, but, you know, he recorded record albums, including one for Liberty, The Torch Is Burning, and he did a spoken word, a word thing. So, and there's others as well, but I'm sure if you go to YouTube, I haven't done it myself, but I can almost guarantee it, if you go to YouTube, you will have all the Franklin McCormick you've ever wanted.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate your wisdom on that, and thank you for all the patience you show in this, in the program you have, because, you know, you got different folks, and it takes a lot of patience to work with them all.
Well, it is great to hear from you, and I hope you're going to call me again.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay,
you have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, it was June 12th, 1971, where during a broadcast, he had suffered his second heart attack in like a less than a year and died shortly thereafter. And he also was a member of the eclectic and fictional orchestra of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band's recording of the intro and the outro. He plays the harmonica. All right, so yeah, and of course that was more of his whimsical side, but the poetry reading, yeah, absolutely. Tom, a first-time caller in Boca Raton, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you very much. Just reminiscing about some of the concerts, I wonder if they ring a bell with you. When I was younger, in 65, I was out at Utah at Laguna.
Uh-huh.
They had Ike and the Ikeettes and Sam Zamudio and Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Right. Yes, and Utah didn't know what hit them.
Dancing's okay if you're Mormon, I guess.
Right. Yeah, they didn't oppose to dancing, right? Exactly. But even so, the Ikeettes were not what they were expecting, let alone Sam the Sham and Wooly Bully.
It was great because it was like a sock hop. It was we're out there dancing, and the bandstand was right there, and I bet you I was just a couple of feet away from Tina Turner, actually. And then the second one was in 70 when I was in Oklahoma when Jimi Hendrix showed up, and I knew the janitor at the field house, and he was my buddy, so he let me and my friends get in for free. He put us in a classroom an hour before, and then when it came out and when they start, people came in, he let us out, and Jimi Hendrix, two shows that night. He dedicated to the Kent State thing.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, after these concerts, we're going to meet out here in this field and give you a free concert. Well, he never showed up, but anyway.
Oh, geez.
And the third one was in 72 in October. I was a security guard at the Forum when Sly and the Family Stone was there, and they didn't let any policemen inside. Nobody with guns, so our boss marched us around the Forum, and you go here, you go there, and then I was upstairs, and when first thing Sly said was, "What are all these swanky security guys doing? You want to get closer? Come on up." So the mad rush to the thing, and they mini riot ensued, and then he started playing and everybody started booing. He was playing one song and the group was playing another. It was crazy. It was
oh man. Well, now at that concert, that October 72, Tower of Power was there.
I remember that, but I concentrated on Sly. Years later, I read in the paper they called it a mini riot.
Yes, absolutely. It was written about for years.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was just everybody was smoking grass in the place, so everybody was pretty mellow, actually. So
Festival of Hope, they called it a tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were hoping all right.
I'm just reminiscing. I thought ring a bell with you.
Oh, yeah. Now, so how did you get to Boca Raton?
Oh, I'm from the Chicago area originally, and I'm working down there.
Uh-huh.
So,
all right.
So I'm back and forth between Chicago and there.
Yeah. So, well, not bad.
Yeah, well, it went on you know, I'm 75, so I got to get a break, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I enjoy your show a lot.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. I hope you're going to do it again.
Will do. Take
All
care.
Right. Thanks. Yeah, I remember that the riot at the forum. And it wasn't a riot, but Tower Power was there. And there was another was it Cymbal and Clinger? I'm trying to think. It was a totally unknown group. But yeah, Sly, well, it wasn't necessarily his greatest moment on stage. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got Bonnie. She's in San Diego. So, Bonnie, welcome to WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There they are, the Salty Peppers, which would become, of course, Earth, Wind, and Fire, except without Wade Flemons. But, yeah, La La Time, a fine song on this Earth, Wind, and Fire Day in Los Angeles and, I guess, in Chicago. Well, good. All right, Mark is in Aurora. It's been a while. All right, Mark, what's happening tonight?
Well, I'm thinking of two figures who have spoken on the field of falling in love. One of them is Gary Chapman, and the other one is Paul Harvey. Gary Chapman estimates that the high that comes from limerence is going to last the average couple about 2 years, and then they're going to find out that marriage takes some work.
2 years? Huh? That's longer than I would think.
Well, wow. I think for some people it is, and the problem is that the brain chemical cocktail that goes into the high of limerence is very similar that goes into the high of smoking marijuana or taking cocaine or anything else you connect. And I would go as far as to say that our American culture's marriage is often based on a drug high. You know, people fall in love and then they say, follow your heart.
But well, right. Harvey, I think that's most, by the way, most countries. There aren't that many countries with arranged marriages. I'm not sure I'd go for that
anymore. Yeah. There, but Paul Harvey had a thought that he would share at least once a year on his newscast, and he would direct it towards the young people because he assumed that those were the new marriages. And he said, you know, Angel and I went through the 7-year itch, and it often happens to couples. They decide that maybe they want to walk out on each other, or maybe they're tired of the marriage. And he said, I beg all of you young people who are going through the 7-year itch, wait it out. Because if you wait it out, you will have the incomparable pleasure of falling in love with your spouse all over again. And he said that was what happened to him. And when Angel died, Paul Harvey basically said, I don't really see much reason to go on living anymore because Angel was everything to me. And he sure enough, he died a year or so later. But that it just occurred to me that it turns out that if you waited out through the 7-year itch, you're actually showing that you can be trusted, because you're saying, I am willing to wait it out with you, even though I don't feel like it.
Well, I wish it was that simple. I mean, that's nice, and that may be true, but, you know, all these things are not the kind of things we can answer in a couple paragraphs. Yeah, but I just if it is true that limerence lasts 2 years, then it'd be nice if people waited for three to actually marry the person. So
yes, yes. With a few of my eHarmony prospects, I made a request of them. I said, after we've had our first date, I'm going to ask that we don't contact each other at all for the next 5 days.
Now, hold on a minute. Don't go away. Let me leave you right there, and we'll pick it up 5 days later. Well, at least after the news. Stay where you are on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, Earth, Wind, and Fire Day, it's appropriately placed September. Allie Willis wrote that, co-wrote it, and one of John's favorites. So he said, you didn't get up and dance, you got a hole in your soul. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're talking to Mark in Aurora, who on his eHarmony, I assume this is online dating, said, after the first date, let's not talk to each other for 3 days. After that, how many people talk to you?
Oh, every one of them.
Really?
The whole idea was to test whether our relationship was already including self-discipline as well as the high, because this meant that we could each be alone with ourselves and get a perspective on the date that we had just enjoyed. And no, there was one woman who broke our 5-day agreement. I think she got back to me within 3 or 4 days, and I said, is there any reason that you broke our agreement? And she said, well, I was just sitting here alone in the park, and I was feeling lonely, and I decided that I needed to talk to you. And then I explained to her again what the purpose of our agreement was, and then I said, well, now I'm gonna say that I want to go 3 more days before we talk to each other again. And then she hurt her arm at work, and I said, well, she shouldn't have to be alone with her pain, so I'll bend the rules here a little bit. But it turned out that as our relationship progressed, she did prove undisciplined and fickle in subtle ways, and we didn't work out as a couple. And I probably wouldn't have listened to my first instinct anyway, because frankly, I wanted to see how our relationship would work out. And it did work out for a while.
All righty. Well, you know,
I really like the Paul Harvey rule.
Yeah, I never had any 3 days rules or anything like that. But I did have one thing that it never failed me either. After you got to know somebody fairly well, ask yourself one question. What would it be like being divorced from this person? invariably you will know everything you need to know about them.
Because, in other words, would you look forward to it?
No, not would you look forward to it, but you know, after you get to know people for a while, you find out how they treat their enemies or people they don't like. Well, invariably, yes, that will tell you all about their character. So, you know, while things are good with you, you're not going to know much. But if things were to go really bad, ask yourself in your heart of hearts, would this be somebody I could handle, you know, unraveling a relationship with? And invariably, you'll get your answer.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've never known it to fail. I know people have not liked the idea and bristled with it and all that. But the bottom line is I've never had anybody say, oh, yeah, that didn't work. Oh, it works.
Well, and that's an interesting take on Jesus teaching to love your enemies.
Yeah, well,
can you do that?
Well, it's the heck with whether you can or not. The bottom line is, you know, how does this person treat the people that she doesn't like?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that'll tell you all you need to know. Yeah, that'll tell you all you need to know. All right.
But yeah, just remember the next time you fall in love that you've got a lot of endorphins and oxytocins going, and you need to give those time to run their course.
Yeah, I know. Not a bad idea, like a waiting period. I mean, hell, if they have it for firearms, why don't they have it for marriages? All right, thanks. I appreciate it.
Okay, have a good weekend.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And as I say, the man of 4,832 stories is James on the South Side. How's it going tonight, James?
I'm hanging in here. How are you? I listen with some interest. I in high school, there was a guy invited that in the topic of the story, is it love, sex, or infatuation?
Oh, did he have an answer for high school students? I can't wait to hear this. What did he tell all of you?
Okay. Since this was Lutheran High School.
All right.
Okay. The whole idea was okay. He emphasized that if you take this from the pure, like as basically a law of attraction, it's all about the. Danny DeVito has said in one of his movies, how about you and me between sweating sheets? Well, anyway, he basically said that can only last 5, maybe 10 years at most because you're basically burned out. Because all you will have had.
Well,
is
you're
just,
right, and
is,
so here's kids who couldn't think 10 years back to save their soul. How was that received?
I since this was the late '70s, the disco era was still rolling along, obviously, and I would say. Well, obviously, we had like what they had locker check, they did a locker search or locker check, about, I think, 4 or 5 times a year, 2 of them were announced.
Mm-hmm.
One guy in our freshman class didn't make it through the first semester. They busted him for pot.
That's mild
that
by today's
standards. Automatic. Yeah, that was an automatic. You're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I think about it, I like the whole idea. Although some people, when I told this to, thought the teachers were old fogies.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
When I think about what would come not just shortly thereafter, the AIDS thing and I had a grandson of a next door neighbor who he lived with, who died of it. So
yeah.
So I, so I'm not going to, and he tried to build the idea that at the of about of the whole idea of the topic and this was that you want to be with somebody on more basis than just something yes. dealing with some carnal or something like
well,
that.
Right,
it
right,
had
yeah.
to be more to that.
Well, of course, but as I say, is it wasted on the young? Who knows? But anyway, you're no worse off for it. Now, a number of stories where people are beyond worse off. We have a lot of callous murders. Oh, speaking of one, actually, the one that you'd sent me a few days ago, the family in Romeoville, and we're learning more about that now as time goes on. But the thing that I've wanted to know all along, because I've read probably 30 stories now on this, it was the couple, their two children, and their three dogs. What kind of dogs were these?
Okay, apparently they still not saying what they what.
Well, I want to know the breeds. Find out the breeds for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because every time yeah, I see this story, I'm like, well, tell me more about the dogs. And I know that's terrible to say,
yeah,
but I want to know.
You kind of figure, okay, if the dogs had been of any size, maybe
well, I wonder.
Whoever the persons involved who they've caught down in, well, one of them's dead.
They're both dead now. No, they're both dead. She died.
Okay.
The woman died.
So,
as well. Yeah. So
yeah,
they're not talking,
you know,
to say the least. But I'd love to know. The neighbors must know. What kind of dogs? Nobody seems to want to tell me this. Now.
Yeah, and
it's bad enough that you're a teenager and you're killing a police chief, a retired police chief, but you are filming
yeah.
it? What on
you
earth
know,
do you think is going to happen?
Apparently, it's okay. As a police officer friend basically said, more than a few have said they call it demon media.
Well, yeah.
They don't call it, they yeah. call it demon media.
Well, it's heartless would be one way to start, but yes, it was an individual, a kid who filmed himself encouraging his friend to mow down a retired police officer riding his bike through Las Vegas. Yeah,
You know, it's and somebody was telling me today, like there'd been like 10 robberies within 1 hour in a part of up north side Chicago.
Oh, I know. But you really have to wonder. It's a complete and total lack of conscience, let alone you're not thinking ahead to think, how could this possibly end? You know, filming this, I don't get it. I think that society has devolved to a point that I don't understand.
I forget who said that there is only a thin veneer of civilization.
Yeah.
And once you strip that away, you get all the bad stuff.
Well, I'd say I'd stay home, but half these stories, people were at home. As usual, it is a wonderful gathering and of horror. And I thank you, as always, for the stories.
Oh, there was a couple of, there's like what we would call a couple of good stories. Like there was the one that found some money in a shirt they found at a place, a thrift place,
yes.
And found a note with it and realized that they had to get that money back to the owner.
Yeah. No, there were some good stories, and there were a lot of stories about people who had thrift store items turned out to be worth a fortune, which was good. And we also have the teen girl who sacrificed her life to protect her brother. So not everybody is people behaving badly, but as always, a wonderful group of stories, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you have a great weekend,
right,
and John is doing better.
Yes, thanks. Appreciate it, James. All right, and that's where we'll pick it up for the waning moments this week on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. We've only got a couple minutes left, and we'll spend them with Chuck in Rockford. So, Chuck, what is happening tonight?
Well, I was glad to hear somebody else could remember Paul Harvey, and I had met him over at the Wagon Wheel. I think the last time I mentioned that, there was a lot of spontaneous people that came up with memories of the Wagon Wheel. And then I met Raleigh James at WROK about 30 years ago.
Yeah, 31 years ago. Yes, right there at 3901 Brendan Wood. Yes.
Yeah. Well, hey, I should have got in earlier.
Yes.
But I sure enjoy listening to you more than the records.
All right. Yeah, I kind of prefer the records, but that's okay. I'll take what I can get. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. We'll talk to you next week then.
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
I'll have to date.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So,
catch you later.
Thanks, Chuck. So tomorrow night is a replay of Monday Night Trivia. So don't call. I know I say that every week and people still call, but don't if you're keeping that in mind. However, set your calendar for Monday, next Monday. That's the 28th of September. Yes, we will officially be in fall. That actually happens on the 23rd, the autumnal equinox. And we'll reconvene at 10 o'clock on Monday, the 28th, for live Monday Night Trivia. Now, until then, well, I'll be thinking of questions for you. So, yeah, there's something you know something about, I guarantee it. And I'll have a question for you, and we'll see how well you'll do. Otherwise, we've got our straggler. See, if you listen tomorrow night and you don't know what the straggler is, you'll hear it. And so that way it can give you a weekend to think about it. Other than that, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and for putting up with me. We thank John for screening your calls. Couldn't do it without John, but especially could not do this without you. It was a pleasure to do tonight. A lot of you called. I didn't have to work very hard. I don't like to work. But I enjoy talking to you. So until Monday night, we'll say that that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.